It's Wednesday, the 13th of June. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. Their first appearance in the NBA Finals started slowly but ended just fine for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who rallied from a 13-point deficit to beat Miami 105-94 to take the opener last night in OKC. Kevin Durant scored 17 of his 36 points in that fourth quarter.
They came out on fire. You know, they were passing the ball well, knocking down shots. You know, we just wanted to continue to keep playing. And it's a long game. Every time our coach was just saying, play harder, play harder. And that's what we did. And, you know, it's a game of runs, man. So we just had to make sure that, you know, every time down we got a good shot. And on defensive end, we just, you know, got to contest up and just play hard. And we got to continue to do that.
Russell Westbrook added 27 and 11 assists. LeBron James still looking for his first NBA title in his ninth season, ended up with 30. The Thunder are 9-0 at home in these playoffs now. Game two will be Thursday night in Oklahoma City. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers got back on the winning track last night as they responded to a 4-0 deficit and came back to beat the McKinney Marshals 9-5 at the Allen High School Diamond. The Bombers scored 4 in the second, 4 in the third, and held Marshall scoreless after the second inning. Brad Porras went 2-for-4 for the only multi-hit game for the Bombers. Aggie Brandon Wood had an RBI. Aggie and former Bryan Viking Cray Bratton went 1-for-2 and scored 2 runs for Marshall. The Bombers are 8-2 in second place in the TCL standings behind 7-1 East Texas. The Bombers play Marshall on the road again tonight, and then both teams come back to AMB Ballpark for games Thursday and Friday. Collegiate baseball has come out with a post-regional poll that ranks the 8 College World Series teams as the top 8 teams, headed by Florida, followed by South Carolina and Florida State. After that, LSU is ranked 9th, Baylor 10th, the Aggies 19th, behind 13th-ranked Oklahoma, 16th-ranked TCU, and 18th-ranked Rice. The College World Series starts in Omaha Friday when UCLA meets Stony Brook at 4 and Arizona meets Florida State at 8. All 3 SEC teams are in Division II, which starts Saturday with Arkansas meeting Kent State and South Carolina meeting Florida. The U.S. Open Golf Championship starts tomorrow morning at the Olympic Club in San Francisco. And how's this for a featured pairing? Masters champ Bubba Watson along with Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods. Now, Woods says that there probably won't be a whole lot of chit-chat between the three.
I don't think we're going to talk about a lot. This is the major championship. You know, we've got work to do. I'm just trying to get out there and position myself for Sunday.
Major League Baseball, Colby Lewis retired the first 16 batters he faced last night in the Texas Rangers' 9-1 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Madison Bumgarner had a season-high 12 strikeouts last night, and the San Francisco Giants beat the Houston Astros 6-3. And finally, voters have approved a measure that lets the University of North Dakota dump its controversial Fighting Sioux nickname and avoid NCAA sanctions. The vote sends the matter back to the state's Board of Higher Education, which is expected to retire the moniker and American Indian head logo. The NCAA has deemed the nickname hostile and abusive, and I guess most of the voters agree. And a fellow named Dave Vartu publishes what he calls the College Football Matrix, which ranks stuff according to scores given for conference strength of schedule, last year's recruiting rank, and something that he calls schedule power gap, the strength of schedule relative to the talent of the team. In the SEC, he says A&M will tie Mississippi State and Arkansas for fourth in the West at 3-5. He says Alabama will go 8-0 in the SEC. He also ranks head coaches in what he calls coaches' effect. It's the success of a coach relative to his recruited talent. Number one in the nation is Kansas State's Bill Snyder, followed by Wake Forest's Jim Grobe and Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald and TCU's Gary Patterson. There are 55 coaches ranked, and Texas coach Mack Brown ranks 52nd. A&M's Kevin Sumlin, along with 12 other first-year coaches, are not part of the ranking. That's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.